This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't forget, it's Monday, and Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success at Busey Bank. They've been building businesses and growing well since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com.
I'm looking at ESPN this morning, and they've got five possible replacements now for Brian Kelly at the University of Louisiana State University, or whatever we call LSU. Mm-hmm. One of the guys on the list, drink. Eli Drinkwitz, one of the five guys that they have. Now, again, this is just somebody's opinion and all that kind of stuff, but they have him, some guy from Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman. You're going to go to Notre Dame well again and try to steal their coach. Tulane's head coach, and then Lane Kiffin is five candidates for that LSU job on ESPN.com. Mm. But, you know, Drink's name keeps coming up, obviously. You know, maybe he's hit a plateau here in Missouri, and it's time for him to try something bigger. Who knows, you know? But, I mean, if you're LSU, you got to shoot, I think, bigger than the Missouri. And that's no offense to Elijah Drinkwitz, but I'm talking about, like, you got to shoot bigger if you're LSU. You got to go after those Nick Saban-type coaches, you know? And that's what you've done. Or maybe you just go back to Ed Orgeron and give him an opportunity to turn this thing right, because he wants to coach again.
If your last name was Fence and you had a boy, would you name him Noah?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I just think that'd be kind of a cool name. No offense. What? What do you... I had a kid I went to school with. His name was Justin Bino, and we always thought his name should be Al.
Albino, yeah.
He'd be sick. Yeah, he's like, that's really messed up, man, but it's kind of funny. I'm like, love you, Justin.
I do that a lot with last names. I'll look at it. Like, if that was my kid, I'd name him, like, I don't know. I'd have to think about it now. Yeah, like Jordan Love. If my last name was Love, Buddy. I'd probably name my kid Moore.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, Brian Kelly, gone. Out of LSU. We should have known that. Yeah. After he did the fake accent, and then he doubled down and did that, what was trendy at the time, the little swivel photo, and he was,
yeah.
Hey.
Don't try to be somebody you're not. Like that
guy transferred.
That guy was gone fast. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like with Brian Kelly, he's a good example for everybody out there. Be you, man. We hear it all the time in sports. Be you. You know, don't try to do something you're not capable of doing. Don't try to get outside yourself. Mm. If you are you, then everything is going to go fine. Be the best version of you. And the minute Brian Kelly had an opportunity to introduce himself to LSU, he faked it. And he was a dead man walking from that moment on. The governor got involved in that thing yesterday. I mean, that's how big it is down there. $59 million or $54 million of state money they got to scratch this guy. The governor had to get involved.
Yeah, I don't believe some of these texts. Come on. woodshop teacher named Richard Sack.
No, you didn't. You, no, come on. We've done this for years. You didn't have a
BBL
teacher
stinky.
Named Matt. You did not have
Richard Sack.
Yeah, you didn't. No, you did not have anybody named that at all in your school. You didn't have a teacher with that name or anything of that nature.
The last thing they said is woodshop teacher named Richard Sack, period. Can't make this up.
Right. Yes, you can.
You actually can.
Do
you believe
yes.
that, or do you believe Brian Kelly's accent more?
But the Richard Sack thing. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Because Brian Kelly's from New Hampshire. They don't have Southern accents up there, Brian.
Mitch Holtis had told us, odd things happening. It's Halloween. Spooky stuff can happen if you aren't focused, right? Stay focused, man.
Right.
Because as a Kansas City Chiefs team, and you'd mentioned this because I told you trap games don't exist. I really don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can pool all of them together, right? You can say trap game, look ahead game, whatever else you want to fit that narrative, but you can't play scared, okay? Your record still indicates that.
Right.
You're 4-3. That's what it is. Continue to get over 500. Get to 5-3. Tie the Chargers, even though they have the tiebreaker above mm-hmm. you. But common opponents, if you can beat them again. And, try to stay pace with Denver, because that's who's ahead of you in your division.
Right.
So, your record doesn't allow you to play scared. Your record allows you to play focused.
The Chiefs have to play focus.
Right.
If they go into this as a look ahead game, as you mentioned, you're 4-3. You're not 8-0 at this point in time.
And this is why I say it's okay to still be humble, because I was listening last night at halftime of this game and they were talking about what teams impressed, right? They were talking about the Colts. You can see the Colts haven't played anybody, but they're beating everybody. Their point differential is off the charts. I mean, it's insane when you look at it. So they're good. The Packers are good. The Bills went big yesterday, but it's kind of a mirage of what the score indicated of how they play. But either way, they won against a team who was 4-3.
Right.
The Panthers are also not really a true 500 team, in my opinion. But again, we know what next week is. Hell, everybody in the entire country knows what next week is. Once they get this game over with tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, everybody from Good Morning Football to ESPN to FS1 to FS2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, Knicks and 5 will be talking about Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. Last time it ever gets played in this stadium. This game will decide probably, maybe, could be, who will be the number one seed unless the Colts have something to say about it throughout the season. We know what next week is. But again, I don't think they're looking ahead of that. They want to get into this game, gel on offense, gel on defense. You keep beating up these teams that are continually coming into your stadium, or you're going into their stadium, and they're a little bit more banged up than you are. You paid your price. Your star wide receiver was an idiot and got suspended. You suffered the 6 games without him. Now you're moving into the middle part of the season. So you've gone through that. It's not your fault those teams are hurt. So you can't play this, it's Marcus Mariota, sucks, but should have been Jaden Daniels. Can't have that mentality. Continue to go into this game and keep putting yourself distant on the scoreboard. Not necessarily in the standings, because you can't do that because of where you are. But you can't lose or win a season in week 8, like I've said before. But you can gain a lot of ground, because one thing that we are seeing with this Kansas City Chiefs team, who if they do win tonight will be 5-3, I believe.
Yep.
And everyone will still say, because you look at how much ground they have made by winning back-to-back games against Detroit and Vegas. They don't really move the needle maybe other than the Detroit game, but you look at how much ground you've gained, not winning the season, not losing the season, but you have the MVP favorite. You're the number one seed favorite in the AFC. You're the AFC West favorite in the AFC. You're the Super Bowl champion favorite in the entire NFL, and you're a 4-3 team. So again, you haven't lost, you haven't won, but you have gained a lot of control by continuing to get better throughout the season. And when other, it kind of gives you that analogy of when your friends, because you did have a hiccup. You had a pit stop in that Jacksonville game. You should have won that game. That's why you're in this situation.
That's why you're in this predicament. Yeah.
And so we see that every year. It's happened before when they lose to the Colts and you don't understand it.
Right.
They lose to the Titans and get blown out. You don't understand it. This year, or Christmas, you lose to the Raiders.
Just happened a lot earlier this year than we're used to.
And
you
this
know?
Year, that game happened against Jacksonville. And the analogy that I give this whole situation is this, in fact, of when you go on a trip with friends and one of your friends group, they always drive straight through. And one of your other friends, they leave really early in the morning, but they stop halfway through. But guess who gets there first? The people that drive straight through. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, good for them. But they didn't have any stops. They didn't have any pit stops. They didn't have any, whatever. They just they just manned it up, went all the way through. Whereas these people on the other side, they stopped, they waited, they took their time, and they did it on their terms. The Chiefs aren't in that situation right now because of that loss in Jacksonville, because of that loss against Philly. Unfortunately, they have to keep going through overnight, but it's okay because nobody else is in their way.
Well, and also, too, they don't have the opportunity to pull over and take a break at this point in time because right. They did that at the beginning of the year, right? They have those three losses, and really the Jacksonville one is the one that stands out the most to everybody. That'll be the anomaly, you know, on this season. But you're in a situation that I think is a fortunate situation now, right? We're not 8-0, we're not 7-0, beating everybody and all this kind of stuff and kind of get a false sense of hope. We know that this team has had to work to get where they are. And I think there's probably more of an appreciation now for the guys inside that locker room for what they've accomplished already this season than maybe there was last year. It's sitting at 7-0. You start to take things for granted. You start to think, I don't have to work that hard. We're finding ways to win games. You're finding out this year how tough it is to win those games in the NFL and how tough and how easy it is to allow a game to get away from you in the NFL, right, like we saw. Look, at Cincinnati let a game get away from them yesterday. The Chiefs let that Jacksonville game get away from them. You know, a 14-point lead is not a big lead anymore in the NFL. You've got to really put these opponents away. And so I think having those struggles early on in the season, and I hate to say this because it's so cliche, is going to make them stronger as this season goes along because they know what they went through and they've already been down in the dumps and they've already had to battle their ass off just to get back to 4-3, guys. Like, they've had to fight tooth and nail just to get back to 4-3, and now they're here, they're on the plus side of things. You don't want to go back, because if you go back, then it's double the amount of work just to get back to even. It's like the analogy in baseball. You don't want to fall under 500 because it's so hard to get back to 500 that you're looking at the playoff standings. If you're not at 500, you got to worry about getting to 500 first. The Chiefs have crossed that threshold. You don't want to take that step backwards. You want to keep moving. You want to keep moving this thing forward. And I do believe that's why I said after Jacksonville, I don't think they're going to lose again, because they got that mindset. They felt that crushing blow of being in control of something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thing and have it taken away, and that's not a good feeling to have, and that's why I think the Chiefs are like, all right, we've licked our wounds, we've got everybody back healthy, we've taken our lumps, we're not going back to 3-4, we're not going back to under 500, we're moving this thing along, we're steamrolling everybody in our way, let's go do this, because we already had that bad taste, and that bad taste is gone, and we ain't getting that bad taste this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.